I be recording, yo. Bitch, no, you're funny.
I be recording.
Okay, ready? 第
109回
へようこそ。
ようこそ。
Yo, welcome. Yo, welcome to Learn Japanese with me, Alex and
Asuka.
Yo, Asuka, how's it going?
It's going good.
I don't, why are we speaking like this? I'm very sorry.
I don't
welcome
know.
To Learn Japanese, everyone.
Alex has a special skill. He actually can do really good funny voices. I don't know if you guys caught on to that, but...
That's not true. But, あの、多分頭が壊れてます。
暑いからね、日本はね。
そうね、すごく暑いですね。Anyway, as I said before, it's show 109. And Asuka, sensei, what are we studying today?
Okay.今日はなるべく。
なるべく。なるべく。
That's our word.
What does it mean?
It means preferably.
Preferably.、Mm. If you can, or as much as you can, perhaps.
Something like that.
Yeah, now I used to think that I knew this word, but I was recently studying it again, and I think I'd kind of missed the nuance. So, Asuka has very kindly put together this lesson for us to teach you if you don't know what this word is, and also maybe brush up my vocabulary skills and other people's vocabulary skills. So let's jump into the first conversation, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
Wow, we shall.
All right. All right, let's go.
Okay, どうぞ。
お豆腐とおでんとコロッケと
それだけですか？
そうですね。じゃあ、あのメンチカツに、あと人参の天ぷらもお願いします。
他の人も待ってるので、なるべくまとめていってください。Good. Okay.
わかりました。
わかりました。Let's do that one more time. Well, see, everyone, listen to the conversation again and see if you can just work out what situation this is. Where is this happening? Okay. Mm-hmm. One more time. Mm-hmm. どうぞ。
お豆腐とおでんとコロッケと
それだけですか？
そうですね。それからじゃあ、メンチカツに、あとそれから人参の天ぷらもお願いします。
他の人も待ってるので、なるべくまとめて言ってください。 OK, right. So, what's the situation, everyone? Where were they? The answer is...
Food stall?
Yeah, supermarket, right, yeah.
Supermarket. Well, actually, what I had in mind is actually my neighborhood in Tokyo, which I miss dearly because I am no longer in Tokyo. In my neighborhood in Sangenjaya, which is two stations away from Shibuya, it's a pretty old neighborhood, and they still have all these, like, mom-and-pop shops.
Yeah.
So yeah. I get my own fresh tofu, I get my own korokke, and some tempura, and all that is, like, homemade, and they just make all that all day long.
Super cheap.
Super good.
Super delicious, super healthy. And these are really, really great ways to... check out some like really traditional Japanese food. And it's really cool the way actually Sangenjaya has kept a lot of these traditional shops.
Yeah.
And, I mean, some parts of Sangenjaya really haven't changed in a long time. So
that's check what it I out. Hear.
Sancha, Sangenjaya. Okay. So you're obviously in this situation, you really haven't got your head together. You're trying to order various food. O tofu to, oden to, koroke to, ano ne. And the...
So,I'm ordering, let's go over what I'm ordering. I'm ordering otofu, which is...
Tofu, everyone knows that. Oden.
And oden, it's kind of like, it's like eggs and certain veggies and certain things that you probably won't really see in over here. It's a typical, like a winter hot pot kind of...
In water.
You know, in a broth, in a broth.
Right. And then korokke is what?
It's kind of like a croqueta.
Right.
You know, mashed potatoes with breaded, and then you deep fry it.
Cool. And then the storekeeper is feeling a little hassled because your mind is wandering and you haven't really got your list together. So he's saying, それだけですか? Is that it?
Mm-hmm. So he's not very friendly, by the way.
He's a typical cold Tokyo service.
Actually, in my neighborhood, they were always really sweet. So this was just made for you guys. And my answer is, you know, I'm getting all panicky. So this and it's like,
That's right.
And throw in some minch katsu, which is, this only really exists, I think, in Japan. But it's minced meat.
Yeah.
And then breaded. So it's kind of like a korokke, but it has meat in it. And ninjin no tempura.
So what's that? Tempura carrots? Okay, interesting.
Carrot tempura is really, really good. And if you're thinking, imagining it's a whole carrot that's just, you know, breaded and then, you know, tempura'd off. No, they actually slice these long little, you know, thin carrots and then they bunch it together.
Cool.
It's really sweet and like delicious. I love them.
Nice. And then finally, I say, "Hoka no hito mo matteru no de." So,
other people are waiting. Hoka no hito means other people. Mo are waiting. Are also waiting.
Yeah, that's right. Narubeku matomete ite kudasai, which means.
So preferably, please say all your order at once.
Yeah. So could you? Could you just, or preferably, or as much as you can, get your order together and just say it one time? That's it.
Yeah, because there's other people waiting. There you go.
Okay, that's a really good one. One more time.
Otofu to oden to korokke to
それだけですか。
そうですね。それからじゃあメンチカツに人参の天ぷらもお願いします。
他の人も待ってるので、なるべくまとめて言ってください。So,
はい。
did they
ちょっと怒られちゃった。
ちょっと怒られちゃったね。なんか言われたことある
？No, never. But maybe if you know it's an impatient guy at some like food stall, he might say stuff like that. That's kind of a typical old, you know, Tokyo kind of attitude. They have a bit of an attitude.
The other day I was in a sushi shop and a sushi train, I guess you call it, kaiten sushi. And the master, the main sushi chef, got pissed off with me because I ordered some sushi. Yeah, he got pissed off with me because I ordered some sushi and I was sitting far away from him, so he couldn't hand it to me directly. So what they do is they put it on a plate with the words chumon, order. So they make it and they put it on the sushi train and it comes out. And I didn't see it coming and I missed it. He picks up the plate when it gets back to him and goes, "No, ちゃんと取ってよ." take the plate. So he's like really pissed. I'm like, sorry, I didn't realize. Gomenasai. Oh, grumpy sushi shop, which I won't be frequenting anymore.
By the way, you know what though? Sushi Taisho, we call him Taisho, the owner of the sushi.
Taisho, yeah.
You know, they're actually really picky, especially in Tokyo. So if you're having edomai sushi, Edo is Tokyo.
Right.
So edomai sushi is like sushi from Tokyo.
Right.
You better watch and know what you're doing because sometimes they will kick you out.
Really?
Really? If they don't like you, they'll kick you out.
Wow. Yeah, no, I've noticed some sushi places have a bit of an attitude, but
they do. But, and they have the right to do that too.
But actually, some of my favorite sushi places are usually the big chain kaiten sushi ones, and it's just more like you just go in and it's more relaxed and easy, but yeah. Oh, sushi chefs. What are we going to do with you? Okay, let's move on to the last example.
Yes, because we're using it twice.
すごいね。
So what I want you guys to do is to figure out where we are using なるべく.
Good.
アレックス 大変だよ. ジョンがね 事故にあってね.
アスカ まず落ち着いて. 何? それから息を吸って. なるべくゆっくり説明してくれる?
わかった. ジョンが大変な事故に巻き込まれちゃったから、アレックス今から渋谷に来れる？
うん。原宿だからすぐに行けると思うよ。
不安だからなるべく早く来てね。お願いね。
わかった。急いで自転車で行くよ。Okay, let's do it one more time.
It's hard not to laugh. It's quite dramatic.
Whatever you do, don't laugh, yes.
アレックス、アレックス、大変だよ。ジョンがね、事故にあってね。
アスカ、アスカ、まず落ち着いて、それから。I'm trying not to laugh. 息を吸って、なるべくゆっくり説明してくれる？
うん、わかった。ジョンが大変な事故に巻き込まれちゃったから、アレックス、今から渋谷に来れる？
うん、原宿だからすぐ行けると思うよ。
不安だからなるべく早く来てね。お願いね。
わかった。急いで。ヘリコプターで行くよ。
Good one!
Nice! Okay, let's go by helicopter. Okay, so, Alex, Alex, 大変だよ。
Okay, before that, I hope you guys caught on to where Narubeku came out, because there were two places that it
did. Two places, yes. Did you hear it, kids?
And so, let's go for explaining.
Mm-hmm.アレックス、right. アレックス、大変だよ。ジョンが事故にあって、あらまあ大変どうする。あらららら。ら
means. So, you know, obviously we're playing a part. I have no idea who this John guy is, but I'm saying アレックス、アレックス、calling his name. 大変だよ。Mm. Oh my goodness, something has happened.
Mm.
ジョンが事故にあって。So John got into an accident. 事故 is an accident. に遭う usually then, means.
That's right, right. 事故に遭う, yeah, or 事故に遭って, mm-hmm. to have an accident. And then I said, Asuka. What does Asuka mean, Asuka?
My name?
I'm just messing with you. まず、落ち着いて. First of all, calm down. 落ち着いて.
まず, so 落ち着く means, I think we did this in a previous lesson, right?
We did.
Yeah, we did it together, so.
それから、Now, then,
okay.
息を吸って、mm-hmm. take a deep breath, or take a breath.
息 means breath, and 吸 means to inhale.
Good. And then, this is today's key phrase. なるべくゆっくり説明してくれる?
Mm-hmm. So, can you please, could you please, if you can, speak? ゆっくり means slow, slowly, and 説明してくれる means to explain. So it's explain me. If you can, please explain it to me slowly. Obviously, right. I'm in a panic mode, so right, I'm rambling right. off, and this is over the phone. Right. So Alex is not really understanding what I'm saying. So he's saying, you know, just calm down, breathe, and then if you could please explain it to me slowly.
Just chillax, will ya?
Exactly.
And then you say, わかった. Okay. Mm.I understand, or yes, I understand. ジョンが大変な事故に巻き込まれちゃった。So that's a good one.
So, 巻き込まれる is you're involved. It means involved to get involved. In. And it doesn't have to be just an accident. You can get involved in a love affair. But it's something that you're not willing. It's not a willingly involvement.
Yeah, you're not willingly involved, so you're caught up in something.
Yes,
so, jiko ni maki komare chatta means he was involved in an accident. He was caught up in an accident, obviously against his will.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Hopefully.
I really want to have an accident today. Let's have an accident.
Oh, you never know.
that would just be too weird. And then he said, Alex, 今から渋谷に来れる?Can you come to Shibuya now?
Mm-hmm. Another nostalgia because Sanganjaya is so close to Shibuya and we used to meet up in, you know, around the area. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so 今から, can you come right now to Shibuya?
Good. Shibuya. And then, 原宿だから, yes. 原宿だから, in this context means now I'm in Harajuku or because I'm in Harajuku, すぐに行けると思うよ. I can go immediately.
すぐに means right now.
Right now.
行ける is to go and I think. So I think I can go right now and see you because I'm in Harajuku.
Good.
Which is just one station away from Shibuya for those who are wondering.
And those who miss Shibuya. But left Tokyo. Left Tokyo. Left us here on our own.
Hey, you traveled to Thailand.
Oh, no. I left Tokyo and now I miss Tokyo. Well, boo-hoo, Asuka. I've got news for you, young lady. I'm being mean to Asuka. I'll stop it now.
I miss you, Alex. Okay.
I miss you too, Asuka.
Air hug.
Air hug.
All right, so moving along. Huan dakara, I'm
I'm feeling uneasy, I guess. Yeah. Fu an, so,
and, or worried.
Yeah, so yeah, worried. Yeah, that's a good translation. So fu an, fu an. So
fu an dakara, narubeku hayaku kite ne. If you could you please come as soon as possible.
Good.
Ne. I end with onegai ne, please.
You know, and then I'm begging. I say wakatta, I understand. Isoide jitensha de iku yo. So I'll go there quickly by bike. Or in the last
jitensha,
one.
Yes. You were flying a helicopter.
Flying a helicopter because it was just completely crazy. Should we do that one last time?
Let's do that.
Asuka, all Asuka, right. 大変だよ. John が事故にあって。
ちょっと、アレックス、まず落ち着いて、それから息を吸って、なるべくゆっくり説明してくれる？
わかった。ジョンが大変な事故に巻き込まれちゃったから、アスカ、今から死病に来られる？
うん。原宿だからすぐに行けると思うよ。
不安だから、なるべく早く来てね。お願いね。
わかった。急いで飛行機で行くよ。
あ、質問があります。
はい、何でしょうか。
アレックスくん。アレックスとアスカ。アホちゃお。
アホちゃおまんね。
ねえ、そう、大変ね。やっぱり頭変われてますね。
ねえ、なるべくバカをさらさないように頑張らないといけないね。
頑張らないといけない。皆さん、なるべくこれを勉強してください。
頑張ってください。
So I hope you understood show 109. I hope you understood our strange explanations. Please practice again and again.
Yes, it comes out a lot, so it's really useful word. Try to use it in any which way possible and get it in your vocabulary list.
Yay! Thank you, Asuka, yet again.
You're welcome.
For teaching us some useful daily Japanese.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
So, okay, everyone, thank you very much for listening. See you in our next show, which is show 110. See you soon.
Yes. 110回目で会いましょう。
またね。
じゃあねー。